The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to that Sock Dem bill being introduced by their spokesperson for health, Padraig Rice, calling for advertisements on zero alcohol drinks to be banned. The government has said, though, they won't be supporting the measure. Joining us to debate this is Padraig Rice and John Clendenin, who is the Fine Gael TD for Offaly. Padraig Rice, to you first, why have you sought to move this bill?
Good evening. That's a very good question. We're doing this because I think this is an important public health measure. Back in 2018, the Oireachtas passed the Public Health Alcohol Bill. And as part of that, there was rules put in place to limit alcohol advertising to children. So this was around near schools, public parks, on public transport, in cinemas, at sports arenas, sports events, and before 9 p.m. on TV. So these restrictions were designed to prevent children being alcohol advertising. The industry got around this and found a loophole in the law by slapping a very small 0.0 on their regular ads and continuing to advertise their products to children. We don't think this is good, and we want to see it stopped because we've seen the evidence. 50,000 children a year take up drinking. There's been a 12% increase in youth drinking since 2018, according to Healthy Ireland. And we know this is a risk factor for later dependency. And it's having huge costs on the health service. Like, the government's own research shows that alcohol costs the health service a staggering 1.5 billion euro per year. So these are very simple measures, very straightforward measures. And in fact, it's just enforcing what the government has already committed to doing in their 2018 Act of limiting alcohol advertising to children. Like the Taoiseach Simon Harris described the link between sports and alcohol as nefarious advertising. And we agree with him, and we think we should break that link. And in particular, stop targeting children, stop advertising alcohol to children. On this morning, on my way into the Oireachtas, I was at a bus stop near a school, and there was a joint Heineken 00 ad. And they were really, they're advertising consistently to children. And I think it's their ads in a very thin disguise.
John Clendenin, it's a loophole in the law. It needs to be closed. Why aren't you supporting it?
Shane, look, I appreciate where the sentiment is coming from Padraig and his Social Democrat colleagues, but you know, the Public Health Alcohol Bill is relatively new. Zero alcohol as a phenomenon in Ireland is relatively new as well. And we have made huge progress in relation to the social acceptability of zero alcohol, of educating consumers and informing them, and taking the benefit of that in relation to people maybe choosing to have a number of less drinks on a night out and substituting it for zero alcohol. But as we say that, our alcohol consumption is continuing to decline, and the market of zero alcohol continues to grow. So I don't, for any stretch of the imagination, think that we're at a saturation point at this stage, and it has proven beneficial. So I think looking at it as well, considering a former role which I held as President of Vintners Federation of Ireland, you know, the social and economic benefit of zero alcohol cannot be underestimated, and it has brought back economic life to many pubs across the country, and created that community feel and that social sense of togetherness by people having that option to go to the pub, have their couple of zero alcohol drinks, and go home again. And 10 years ago, we would have had a debate on this very radio station and many more about, sure, let them have two drinks and drive home. That debate is null and void now because we have zero alcohol options. And I think they have to be given opportunity to develop further and greater acceptance.
Padraig Rice, how about that? You're ignoring the social and economic benefits of 0% alcohol. Give it a chance as a product to grow and develop.
Not at all. Like, we're not stopping the advertising completely. It's just in the areas where there are children, just stopping them targeting children. As I said, near schools, sports events, near public parks, all those areas where there are children and young people. So these are very specific designs, and John refuses to acknowledge this, very specific measures designed so that alcohol isn't advertised to children. And we do know that 0.0 makes up 1% of the total alcohol market. Yet the alcohol companies are spending 25% of the total spend on outdoor alcohol branding on these 0.0 products. And the alcohol industry have told us, Heineken have said in a submission for an award that it went forward to, they said advertising non-alcoholic products increase the sales of Heineken products. So they have told us that these 0.0 ads increase in the sales,
John,
and they're targeting children.
John, can you respond to those two points, that it's quite a specific thing about not having it near schools, public parks, sports events, but also that line about that it's 25% of spend is on non-alcohol drinks, which make up 1% of their sales.
Well, look, I'd ask Pádraig, would he accept that there's a flaw in relation to what his proposals are around the whole definition of alcohol-free and low-alcohol products. In its current format as a bill, it would address alcohol by volume strength of 0.0% alcohol. But that completely eliminates wine, spirits and ciders that can be defined of up to 1.2% alcohol by volume content. So I suppose, would he accept that there's a flaw in his bill in that regard? But I think it's important to note as well here...
Well, will you deal with the two issues I asked you about?
I think it's important to note here that there is a review underway, and I'm getting to your point. There is a review underway, which has been requested by the Minister for Health, of a team in University of Galway to review evidence on aspects of zero alcohol products. And the two areas in particular that are going to be reviewed are the whole area of marketing and branding exposure on zero alcohol label products, but also the health effects of zero alcohol label consumption. And I think we have to look at this from both the public health harm or benefit overall, and look at it in its entirety.
Okay, what about that, Pádraig Cross? Do you accept John's claim that there's a flaw in your bill?
It's absolutely a nonsense argument, because our definition is taken from the Finance Act, which defines non-alcoholic beverages, meaning any beverage not exceeding 0.5. So that is taken from a government's own piece of legislation. We copied what they have defined it as. And we have... But there's a reason we have a 10-step legislative process. We have committee stage, report stage. We can amend it. If the government wants us to go further in terms of these restrictions, and if John wants us to go further and include more products, we would be delighted to do it. And we will do it at committee stage or report stage, and we'll take them on board. But we have used their own definition, and now they're using that to argue against us. It is nonsense. It's a smokescreen. And really, they've been captured by the industry and by lobbyists, and we need to put public health first and really protect children. And this is the key thing here.
John, a smokescreen, have you been captured as well by the drinks industry?
I totally refute those claims, Shane. And I think, Pádraig talks about alcohol-free, but he needs to look at low-alcohol products as well. And I think we need to give the Minister the time now to conduct this research and to come back with some, rather than looking at anecdotal examples, that we do have a comprehensive and robust level of data and analysis that we can refer to and do what's best in the best interest of protecting people in society, but also ensuring that those benefits from an economic perspective, a social perspective, and ensuring the continued acceptance of zero alcohol products in our communities. You know, they are welcome, but as Pádraig rightly said, there is a lot more. He referenced the percentage of take up. There's a lot more potential there for take up, and I think that's what we need to try and impress upon consumers on a broader level.
We do have to leave it there. Pádraig Rice, Sock Dems TD for Cork South Dental, and the party spokesperson on health, and John Clendenin, Fine Gael TD for Offaly. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.